Hello friends, my name is Snehal and today we are going to talk about the basic aspect of English grammar. The topic is noun. In order to make this topic simple, I have decided to create two parts of this topic. This is the second part of that noun series. If you haven't listened to the first part, then I will encourage you to listen to it. So without wasting much time, let's deep dive into it. In the previous podcast, we talked about four different types of noun. Now today we will see the fifth type of noun, that is abstract noun. An abstract noun is usually the name of quality, action or state. For example, honesty is the best policy. Here, honesty is a quality. Therefore, honesty is an abstract noun. Second example, laughter is the best medicine. Here, laughter is an action. Therefore, it's an abstract noun. Third example, she got sickness. Being sick is a kind of state. Therefore, sickness is an abstract noun. So these are basic five categories of noun. Now further, nouns are divided into two parts. They are called countable nouns and uncountable nouns. Now countable nouns are persons, objects, things, etc. that we can count. For example, mango, pen, teacher, books, mobile, and so on. Mostly all common nouns are countable nouns. Now let's talk about uncountable nouns, the things that we cannot count. Examples, smoke, sugar, oil, milk, heat, steam, and so on. Mostly all uncountable nouns are classified in these categories. So we can say all abstract nouns are uncountable nouns. Now I have written some sentences in the form of story. This will help you to remember all the nouns. Here we talk about a goat. A goat is a common noun. This is also a countable noun. If the name of goat is Tanya, then Tanya will be a proper noun. If there are so many goats, then a flock of goats will be a collective noun. If the goat is cut, then mutton will be a material noun. If you cook mutton, then you find it delicious in taste, then being delicious is an abstract noun. This is an uncountable noun as well. Here I wrap up the first topic of English grammar. I hope you have enjoyed today's podcast. Listen to the podcast one by one in order to learn about nouns. For written material, you can go through my blog. The link will be there in the description segment. I will see you tomorrow. Till then, bye and take care.